In western Alabama, a primary runoff set for tomorrow has attracted unexpected national attention. It involves Earl Hilliard, a relatively unknown African-American congressman who represents a majority black district, and his opponent, Artur Davis, who is also black. Hilliard has been forced into the runoff in part because of controversial statements he's made about U.S. policy in the Middle East, and about Israel in particular. The statements have fired up the American Jewish community nationwide, and as NPR's Kathy Law reports, those statements have led to a nasty campaign.
Congressman Earl Hilliard has held his seat for a decade with no trouble, but now he faces the toughest election of his career. The challenge to oust Hilliard has been raised by 34-year-old Harvard graduate Artur Davis. Davis is smiling and energetic as he walks door-to-door in Birmingham seeking votes.
How are you? Hey, I'll be on your ballot next Tuesday. I'm running for Congress.
Good
Good seeing you, too. Hope you'll vote for me.
I will. I'm thinking about it, seriously.
Please do. Please
I'm thinking
do.
About
Davis
it.
Davis might not have attracted all this attention, support, and money had it not been for Hilliard's controversial votes and actions regarding the Middle East. Hilliard took a trip to Libya in 1997, where he was accused of cozying up to Muammar Gaddafi. He has also been accused of being soft on countries that support terrorism. This led to an influx of contribution from Jewish Americans around the country. Davis has raised about $1 million, but he's not defensive about where his money comes from.
I'm a strong supporter of the State of Israel for a very simple reason. This country has always been at its best when we defend countries who represent democratic values. That's the heart of our relationship with Israel.
Hilliard, in return, has raised about $500,000, some of it from Arab Americans. Hilliard, who's 60 years old, was the first black elected to Congress from Alabama since Reconstruction. He claims his opponent has done nothing for civil rights.
They're trying to make him black. This guy's a Clarence Thomas in disguise. He's not one of us.
Since the June 4th primary, the campaign has become more negative and more polarizing. A controversial flyer appeared entitled Davis and the Jews, No Good for the Black Belt. It accuses Davis of being bought by Jewish interests. Both candidates have accused the other of putting out the inflammatory piece. Hilliard's TV ad states his feelings clearly.
Are you for sale?
For sale.
Artur Davis thinks so. The price? $270,000 from 290 people and businesses in New York, 63 checks from New Jersey and California, money from Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maryland, money from Republicans who support George Bush, a huge fortune. Are you for sale?
The ad features a picture of a white businessman smoking a cigar and burning money. It fades into a smiling photo of Artur Davis. Meanwhile, Davis's ads criticize Hilliard and his record.
This is the amount of money Earl Hilliard has gotten paid to represent you in Washington during the past 10 years. $1.3 million and counting. In exchange for your taxpayer dollars, this is the number of bills he's introduced on education, zero. Healthcare, zero. Economic development.
Over the weekend, both candidates held bus tours around the district to rally voters. One stop for Hilliard was the Bethel Baptist Church in northern Birmingham.
I ain't scared of your dog, cause I want my freedom, and I want my freedom, and I want my freedom. I ain't scared of your dog.
Hilliard brought in members of the Congressional Black Caucus, including California Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
We must re-elect Earl Hilliard. We must make sure that he comes back to the Congress of the United States. Because if we do not, it is not simply that Earl Hilliard would not have gotten elected. All of us become targets.
Yes.
All of us become targets.
Some here say the election is a test of Hilliard's clout with the black establishment, but not everyone is persuaded. Gwen Benson, who lives in Collegeville, says she's ready for a change.
The incumbents had a chance, and whatever, I haven't seen much progress, and not in my particular area, so give another one a chance and see what he'll do or she'll do.
Benson and other voters say they're tired of the negative ads and the name-calling. Most people say they'd rather hear the candidates talk about what they will do for the area, such as bringing in jobs, getting money for schools, and helping the elderly. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Birmingham, Alabama.